previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So the theme for Women's Day this year is generation equality, realizing women's rights for an equal future. Now, as important and relevant as it is, it's also crazy that in 2021, we're still advocating for women to have equal rights. Even crazier, however, is that the inequality often, in fact, a little bit too often, manifests as violence towards women. And sadly, it frequently results in femicide. So joining us this Women's Day, to chat about the other epidemic in South Africa, which is gender-based violence, is Brigadier Velem, who is the station commander of SAPS, South African Police Services, KwaZakhele. Brigadier, good morning. Siyabulela wethu ngosijoyina namhlanje.
Good morning, and the viewers.
Brigadier, with the gender-based violence stats which we've seen in the country, what steps and measures have the SAPS taken to ensure rapid response to crimes committed against women and children?
Thanks for this question, Sisi. The gender-based violence and femicide, really, it's something that is a problem and it is challenging in all societies because it is a violation of human rights across the line. And both women and children, elderly, disabled, they are also, they become victims of this pandemic. So what we are doing as the South African Police Service, we have some programs that we are embarking on in order to fight this. As much as we have the victim support centers in our station precincts, whereby we are placing members so that they can deal extensively with this pandemic, but also there at the community service centers, we have members that are trained for domestic violence as well as other issues that are relating to this GBVF that we are talking about. So there are public awareness campaigns. We are issuing a crime prevention tips to our victims as well as the entire society at large. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Brigadier, from the SAPS side, what advice would you give to women experiencing gender-based violence right now? What should they do?
From the South African Police Service, what advice? We are always advising our victims, our women especially, that at night time they mustn't go alone at night time, as well as during the course of the day, because you don't know when will you be the prey for this for an assailant. So with the information that we are always giving them, and also checking up on them if are they still all right with the patrols that are conducted by our crime prevention personnel, we are trying to combat this gender-based violence. And also at times, because we do have data at our CSC, so we go out and check if Mama Velem was the victim of crime of this GBVF, what is it that is happening now, ever since perhaps the suspect was arrested, and or are they still together? What is it that is happening? So that if there is something, we can blow the whistle. We are blowing the whistle to the department, our sister departments, that is social development, that is housing, the local government, that is our councillors that we are working with. So everything that we have, we are using it because it is our data that is leading us that in the area that we are policing, this is what is bothering the community. Thank you, Brigadier.
So, I mean, with lockdown and particularly now during this time of COVID-19, we found that there is a prevalence of gender-based violence with a lot of women, being confined to their homes. So you have given some suggestions, in terms of what victims can do. But in terms of just procedure, what is the suggested procedure? If I find, for instance, as a victim that I am subjected to abuse, is there a number that I phone? What do I do systematically immediately when I do find myself in the position and I've decided that I want to take steps against the assailant?
Okay. It's so easy nowadays because we have sector policing, that is the sector managers of that area, in each and every sector, there is a sector manager, and they have the state cell phones, so they are well known in that area. So communities, if you belong to a certain area, then you contact that sector manager. And there is a relief commander's number that we have in each and every police station, and the landlines of the police station, the station commander's number, it's also there, and the visible commander, so that if there is something, it's also at the place, at the victim community service center, so that each and everyone who is coming to the CSC, it can be visible. And if you are not satisfied with the manner in which you were treated at the CSC, then you can contact the station commander. Otherwise, we have, even though it is this lockdown, as you were mentioning, we have a numbers of reported cases, and we are working on them. We are, when we are conducting these public awareness campaigns, we are busy issuing our state numbers, so that we can be accessible so easily to the communities that we serve. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Brigadier Willem. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for raising awareness and for advocating against gender-based violence within the community. May we see the instances of this widespread epidemic reduced to nothing in the very near future with your assistance, of course. Thank you so much for all that you guys are doing, ASAP.
We are trying by all means, ma'am. We are trying by all means to fight this gender-based violence in order for us to achieve the policy outcome of Chapter 12 of the National Development Plan. We are now forging relations with other sister departments, the community policing, the sector policing, the community in blue, in order for us to send the message to the community. And fortunately, we are working together with the Justice Department as well as the National Prosecuting Authority, because we can see where we are going, where we are heading to, because there are some convictions that we have. So members out there, they must not stay in the valley of calamity. They must come out and give a shout to the police, or when they see the police van patrolling, they must also stop that police, that van, in order to tell them, so that they can go and effect an arrest where possible. And we are working together with our sister departments. Lastly, madam, I want us, as the South African police unite as we are standing, as well as not forgetting that if we are divided, we will fall. And all of us, as the children of the soil, let us fight the gender-based violence and femicide, and let's soldier on. Thanks very much.
Wadya onke, Mamu Willem, Brigadier Willem from the South African Police Services. Siyabulela, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and all the best going forward.
Thank you, Mama.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.